Hello.
Hey, welcome to...
Hello. Welcome to the first episode
welcome
of Noxcast Radio.
Welcome to episode 8.
Welcome to the first episode of Noxcast
Radio. Welcome to episode
Radio,
8.
The number one radio station on iTunes.
The number 8.
And the world.
Radio station.
The number one podcast and the number one radio station without even being on the radio. 200 million listeners are tuning in right now.
You know what, Robert?
What?
Nothing we just said was true.
Nothing you said was true.
Nothing you said was true either.
You got proof?
I do.
You got backup?
I do.
You got a source?
I've got sources.
Give me a source.
That's what this episode is going to be about, actually.
Yes.
It's going to be about things that are said or taught to you in science class
that aren't actually true. That aren't actually true.
Now, what could I mean by this? What could I... I'm sending you a leak, Robert. This is going to be Noxcast Facts.
Noxcast Facts.
This is one of my links. Now, let's go to the first one, because this one's great. Are you ready?
Did you write all this?
I didn't write any of this.
Oh, okay.
From various sources around the web, we're going to be doing. Now, here's an interesting one. Robert, in your life, did anyone ever tell you no two snowflakes are the same shape?
Well, it doesn't really snow in Texas, so no, I've never heard that.
Well, it doesn't snow in Florida either, but I'm sure some of our listeners have heard that. No two snowflakes are the same shape.
Never heard that.
That's not actually right.
It's not?
No, that's not right at all.
It's not.
There are, in fact, multiple snowflakes that have the same shape.
Really? You know, for like 10 seconds there, I was being lied to.
I know. See, now this question really depends on a couple of qualifiers here. There's some things you have to ask about this question. What does it mean by the same shape? Does it mean like when you look at it, two snowflakes look, it has the same basic crystalline structure? Or are we talking molecular here? Because if we're talking molecular, then no two basketballs are the same shape. Then no two Robert Benfers are the same shape. No two boxes of tissues are the same shape. And so it's really if you're talking molecularly, then that is correct. No two snowflakes are the same shape.
Yeah.
But if you're talking crystalline structure, then that's wrong. Because there are plenty of snowflakes with limited kind of basic crystalline structures, and they're the same shape.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's not true. Isn't that amazing?
So it was a lie.
It was a lie. You know, this probably would be more interesting for you, this one question, if you had ever heard this.
I have never heard this. But for 10 seconds, I actually
Where do you think the phrase unique little snowflake comes from? You are not a unique
phrase.
Little snowflake.
I never heard that.
How do you...
I don't have a life.
I've heard that so many times. It's in movies.
Maybe I have heard it and I just didn't really...
Have you seen the movie Fight Club?
No. Never seen the movie Fight Club.
You know what? I'm We're just not going to talk anymore.
No, let's just go on to the next one.
No.
Let's go on to the next one. This one's...
No.
It's a freaking snowflake. It doesn't snow in Texas. I've never seen a snowflake.
Fine.
Until like last
what
June.
What is the next one, Robert?
Warm air rises, cool air is sucked in to replace it. What?
Yeah, that's not true. Haven't you ever heard heat rises?
Yes, I have heard.
See, people use that and they assume that it also applies to. I've seen people who like in their car they'll point the air conditioner things up to the ceiling because they think that all the hot air is rising to the ceiling. But that's not true.
I knew that.
Can you believe that, Robert?
I knew that. I never point my air conditioner up to the ceiling.
Can you believe that, Robert?
I blow it right on my face. It's like, come and get me right here.
Can you believe that, Robert?
So warm air doesn't rise? It's not like gas?
Well, air is a gas.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Jason.
Then what is it?
It's a...
Is it a liquid?
Well, it's not a gas. That's for damn sure.
All right,
Robert.
I'd
like to see you prove it to me.
All right, Robert. We're going to have a science fight.
Okay, you
science fight.
Prove to me that air is a gas, Mr.
Science fight.
My. Okay.
Science fight.
Okay, I wasn't thinking when I said that. I goofed, okay? I goofed. Air is a gas. I'm sorry.
Is it science fight?
No science. No more science fight. I'm waving my white flag.
Science fight.
Nope.
Man, you know, whenever I want to have a science fight, you're just...
No, because I just said something stupid, and then I tried to defend it, even though I knew it was wrong.
Science fight.
I know that air is gas. I know that air is gas. I don't want anybody to think differently. It's just that I said it without thinking, because I wanted to say something just to get something there.
Well, now you learn something today, Robert. You have to think before you speak.
And, okay, what's the next one?
I don't even want to have this conversation with you anymore, Robert.
No, come on, let's go on to the next one. Forget
the whole...
All right,
fine.
Okay, I won't say stupid stuff anymore.
I'm going to skip a few, because some of these are dumb. Ready?
Okay. Wait, which one are you on?
We get heat from the sun.
We don't get heat from the sun?
No, we do not.
We don't? I thought that's where heat came from.
No.
Or is it... Huh.
See, heat, as this says, is the energy of the random motions of the particles in matter.
Hmm.
But you see, there's no matter in light.
Yeah.
We get heat that's transferred from the... But we're not actually getting heat from the sun. We're getting something that becomes heat.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Man.
Here's the next one. Are you ready?
There's another heat rises thing. But I'm not reading that.
See, that's interesting, Robert.
There's Earth rotates exactly once in 24 hours.
Does anyone really believe that?
I never really thought about it.
I mean, I think everyone knows, because of the whole leap year thing, that that's not true, that it's slightly different.
It's 23 not true.
Hours, 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4 seconds.
That's close.
It's close, it's but pretty, it's not...
It's close enough. You gotta...
Here's one that's particularly interesting.
You gotta round... What?
Columbus proved that the Earth is round.
I knew that wasn't true.
Yeah, see, now this is something that comes up a lot, where people's like, well... Well, people used to think that the Earth was flat.
Yeah, I'm so tired of that.
Yeah, no one really ever thought that the Earth was flat.
Yeah.
The ancient Greeks knew the Earth wasn't flat. No one thought the Earth was flat.
Yeah, so...
I don't know why so many people actually think. I mean, you have to go back way, 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 way back in history. I mean, we're talking thousands of years here.
Yeah. It didn't really take us that long to figure out that the Earth was round.
Yeah. I mean, even without looking at it from space, people knew.
Yeah.
They could do measurements based on shadow changes, actually.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? I can't even wrap my mind around that. Around how someone could just stand there, and using measurements of shadow changes, determine that the Earth was round.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's bull crap.
You know what else is total crap?
What else is total crap?
Have you ever been taught that there's like different sections on your tongue that tastes different ways? Like you have a sweet section, a bitter section, sour and salty.
That's not true either.
No, that's not true.
Isn't
that ridiculous?
I recently learned that. I was taught. I remember being taught that when I was like in third grade.
Yeah, see, everyone was taught that. And you had like the little diagram that showed you what sections of your mouth taste different.
But even as a kid, I was like, you know, this is kind of stupid. I taste this anywhere on my tongue.
Well, that's the weird thing. It's because there's a lot of people who believe this, and yet it's so easy to test out at home. You take a sugar cube and you move it around your tongue, and it tastes basically the same everywhere.
Yeah. So try this. Try this at home, kids.
that is ridiculous. That is one that annoys me very much.
Wow, I forgot all about that, actually, because I never really even believed it when I was taught it.
Yeah, I mean, that is... They teach that in elementary school.
God, all those kids are being lied to.
They're being lied to, Robert.
each and every one of those kids.
We have to save them.
I don't want to save them.
Here's one. Go all the way to the bottom.
All the way. You're telling me butterflies don't emerge from a cocoon?
No, they do not.
They don't?
Butterflies do not emerge from a cocoon. Moths do.
Moths?
Yes.
Where the hell do butterflies come from?
You want to know where butterflies come from?
I'm out of it. Oh.
You want to know?
Where?
A butterfly caterpillar attaches itself with a little silk in a relatively protected spot, then forms a chrysalis without any covering, frequently imitating a dead leaf. So it's a chrysalis instead of a cocoon, which doesn't look anything like a cocoon.
Jeez, I feel like my whole life has been flipped upside down. Like, everything I thought was true is now wrong.
I know, butterflies do not come out of cocoons. Isn't that ridiculous? Don't you want to just... Oh, here's one that I know. You ready? You know green and red peppers?
Yeah.
They're fruits. They're fruit.
I always knew they were fruits.
A cucumber is a fruit.
I know a cucumber is a fruit.
A cucumber is a fruit, man.
I already knew that.
But you ready? This is going to blow your mind. You ready?
Yeah.
Fruits are vegetables.
What?
Fruits are vegetables.
Man, the next thing you're going to tell me is that black is white.
No, fruits are vegetables, but not all vegetables are fruits.
Huh.
Every single fruit, a banana is a vegetable. An apple is a vegetable. It's just the...
I need to see a psychiatrist.
It's just the fruitation part of the vegetable.
Oh. Man, I don't want to hang around you anymore, Jason. You're ruining my life. I gotta go around saying that fruits are vegetables now. You know how stupid that's gonna make me look? Nobody's gonna believe me. You think anybody's gonna believe me?
I don't know, Rabbit.
Yeah, I think you're lying. I think you're making all this stuff up.
I'm not making it up, Rabbit.
Wow.
I'm not making it up, Robert.
Let's just stop right now.
This is reality, Robert, that I'm injecting into your face.
Oh. Let's see, what else is there?
I'm done with this, Robert.
No, one more.
No.
One more. People need to learn. People need to know the truth.
The truth, Robert?
The truth.
I don't know if they can handle any more truth, Robert.
What?
I don't know if they can handle any more truth.
Well, they don't have a... Well, they can just click off if they can't handle it.
I don't know if they can handle any more.
And I can't find a good one. 100 degrees Celsius, or Fahrenheit, is twice as hot as 500 degrees Celsius, or Fahrenheit.
What?
It's the second to last one. 100 degrees Celsius is twice as hot, 50 degrees...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to explain why?
Sure.
So you're saying that you don't even know what it means, Robert.
I don't know what I mean. I just picked the first one that I thought was almost interesting.
Well, let me just read this for our listeners, okay? I'll just read what the paragraph below this is, okay?
Read, Mr. Smarty Pants.
When we are dealing temperatures like those of the surface of the sun, thousands of degrees, the error caused by this careless thinking is insignificant. But at ordinary temperatures, it can make an error of more than 100%. Think about it. 100 degrees Celsius is the same temperature as 212 degrees Fahrenheit. 50 degrees Celsius is the same temperature as 122 degrees Fahrenheit. If it is a case of looking at the numbers and forgetting what they are attached to, at first glance it may look like 32 is twice as much as 16, but are you going to tell me that negative 8 is half of 0? No, you're not, Robert. The key to this misunderstanding is that neither 0 degrees Celsius nor 0 degrees Fahrenheit indicates the total absence of heat, the lowest possible temperature, absolute zero. Fahrenheit set the zero on his scale at the lowest temperature he could get in his laboratory, clearly not during a cold winter. Celsius wanted to make it easier to calibrate thermometers, and he set his zero at the freezing point of water, making 100 at the boiling point of water. Neither of them really understood exactly what they were measuring. So you can see where the problem comes in, Robert. The problem comes in the ways that we number things.
I don't get it.
Zero is not actually zero.
God, I'm so tired of this.
So let's say you start, zero is really 100, okay?
Okay.
And so...
What?
Well, because zero is not real zero... Okay, 0 degrees Celsius is not actually no heat. Oh. So let's say 0 degrees Celsius is really 100 heat, okay?
Okay.
Let's just say, because 0 degrees Celsius is not total absence of heat. There's still heat there. So let's say there's 100 worth of heat there. Let's say there's 100 Celsius worth of heat there at 0 degrees, okay?
Okay.
At 8 degrees Celsius, that would then be 108 worth of heat there.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 50 degrees Celsius, there would be 150 worth of heat there. And then at 100 degrees Celsius, there would be 200 worth of heat there. And so, as you can see, 100 is not twice as hot as 50, because 100 would really be 200 worth of heat, and 50 would really be 150 worth of heat. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understand.
It's basically because zero isn't really zero. There's a whole bunch really there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when you have 50, it's really 50 added on to an already big number.
Nothing is going to be the same after this episode. And zeros, 100, fruits are vegetables.
Well, it's not 100, because I don't know actually what the real...
5,000.
Well, because if you measure in kelvins, then zero is actually zero. So I don't know what 0 degrees Celsius would be in Kelvin. I have no idea.
Oh.
See, with Kelvin, because Kelvin is... zero is actually zero in Kelvin scale, then 100 Kelvin would be twice as hot as 50 Kelvin.
Yeah.
But because zero is not actually zero in Celsius or Fahrenheit, then it doesn't work that way.
All right. Well, there's probably 5 people listening now.
And none of them know what I just said.
I understand.
Do you, Robert?
Pretty much. I understand it good enough to not talk about it anymore.
You want
to
do a movie review? No?
Oh, God.
You want to review a movie? What movies have you watched lately, Robert?
I saw Superbad.
Superbad? How was that?
Yeah.
I've heard that's pretty good.
It was good. Didn't I say this last week?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
You don't listen to this show. Nobody
we
know listens to this show.
Who does?
Matt doesn't even listen to this show.
Nobody does, Robert.
No, it was a good movie. You haven't seen it yet?
No, I want to.
It was good. It was funny. It was that kind of awkward type humor that I do sometimes,
mm-hmm.
except R-rated.
Was it snazzy?
Pretty much.
That's good. It's good that it's snazzy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Robert.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not. After what we just talked about, I don't know what's snazzy now.
Snazzy might not be snazzy.
Snazzy might not be snazzy. No, but it was a good movie. It was seemed unique. I don't know what was so unique about it, but it seemed unique.
Yeah. I watched a movie on the on-demand thing on my cable box.
Really?
Yeah.
You watched
something
on-demand?
It was a movie
that
I had seen a while ago, and I wanted to watch again, and I didn't realize how good it was. You know what it's called?
What was it? What was it?
It's called Mom and Dad Save the World.
What the hell is that?
It's a fantastic movie. It's this this like middle-aged couple who end up being sent into space by the Emperor Spango onto his planet. Emperor Spango is played by John Lovitz.
Oh, great. This has to be a great movie.
Yeah, there's John Lovitz, and he plays this emperor of this really stupid planet, and the whole planet's dumb. That's the whole joke. Like, every single person on the planet is completely and totally, like, almost massively, just ridiculously
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
So Emperor Spango kidnaps them with a giant magnet that sucks their car up from Earth and sends them across space to their planet because he wants to marry the Marge, who is the middle-aged wife.
Hmm.
Eric Idle from Monty Python is in the movie. You know Monty Python?
Yeah, I don't know who Eric Idle is, though.
No, he's just one of Monty Python. He's in the
That's
movie.
Cool.
He plays the imprisoned king of the planet.
Oh, cool. How old is this movie?
It's from 92.
Oh, okay, because I was like, what the hell is John Lovitz doing in the movie these days?
No, man, it was great. It was actually pretty funny.
Oh, really? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, they got there's this weapon that they use. It's called the light bomb. And what it is it's this bomb that sits on the ground, and it says "pick me up." And if someone picks it up, then they explode into a beam of light and are dead, I guess. But yeah, wow. So there's like a scene where just a bunch of people keep picking it up. They know what it is too. They know it's a light bomb, but they see it and it says "pick me up," and so they pick it up.
Wow, I actually want to see this movie now.
It's great.
This might be the best movie ever. Would you say it's the best movie ever?
It might be. It might be the greatest movie of all.
I kind
of
hesitated.
Well, you're asking really the sure best movie yourself, ever, yeah. And I don't know, but a movie where John Lovitz plays Emperor Spengo.
Yeah.
I mean, I just
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. It's pretty snazzy.
I don't know when. Maybe someday I'll stumble upon this episode and then I'll remember and then I'll check it out.
I'm trying to get my forms back online.
Yeah, I'm at your forms right now, actually. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to switch.
Did you lose everything?
No, I didn't lose anything. I'm just trying to switch to a new server, but the new server is not quite working.
Oh, man, you need to slap somebody in the face.
Yeah, because all it's saying is on the new servers, could not connect to database. I gotta
wow.
Check the logs. You know what? I'm gonna check the logs, Robert.
Okay, check them. Hurry.
Let's see what the logs say.
What do the logs say?
The logs tell me nothing.
Wow. That's good jobs. Good job, Jason.
I can't believe it, Robert.
You have your form up in no time.
The logs are telling me crap. You know, I'm getting errors, and it's not recording the errors in the logs.
But Jason, maybe nothing is actually something.
What good is the log when it's not telling me anything, Robert?
I don't know. Nothing can be actually something. Maybe they're actually telling you exactly what to do. Mr. Science. Mr. Science Pants.
What?
You put on science pants in the morning, don't you? What happened?
No, this folder just showed up out of nowhere on my thing. I think someone's... One of the support people are testing, because I noticed this folder that showed up called testing. I don't know, Robert. It's a strange world we live in.
It is a strange world. Vegetables are fruits. Fruits are best of vegetables. Butterflies.
That is strange.
Butterflies don't come from cocoons.
What's new with you?
Nothing is new with me.
Something's new with you.
Nothing's really new with me. What's
something,
new with you?
Something is new with you.
Something, let's see, what's new with me? Absolutely nothing. I can't think of anything.
Nothing?
I can't think of anything that's new with me.
Not a thing. I got a new microphone.
Really?
Yeah, not that I'm using right now. It's a portable microphone.
What's it for?
It's for recording, like, sound effects.
Really?
I can now go around the house and record sound effects. You can look it up. You can look it up online. It's called the Zoom H4.
Zoom H4.
I'm sending you a link, Robert. It looks
Send me that.
It
Ooh.
Looks like a taser or something from Star Trek.
You know what? It looks like a jetpack.
Yeah, but I can actually plug in my the mic I'm on right now. I can actually plug it into the portable recorder, which means that I can take this microphone or use the high quality built in microphones on the road with me and record anywhere. Super high quality audio.
Wow.
Yeah. So if I have like a friend or something and they live far away, and I need them to get some voiceovers for a project, I can just drive there, record at their house, and drive back.
With your super high-quality microphone?
Yeah.
How do you hook that in there?
On the back, it has XLR ports.
Oh, cool. I should get one of those.
And they are cool and works pretty well.
I need to get one of those.
You should.
They cost like $2 million, though.
Not $2
million. $2
million. Not quite $2 million.
Wait, how much do they cost? Because I want to get one.
It's about $250.
Oh, okay. I better get back to selling that lemonade.
lemonade. Man, my form won't work.
Hey, Jason, guess what?
What?
My form is working.
Well, my form could be working. I just have to enable it, but I have it disabled right now because I'm trying to do this stuff.
Do what stuff?
I don't know, Robert. Stuff.
Sucks for you.
Here we go. Man, maybe this error log will work. Nope.
No?
Nothing, Robert.
Nothing?
I'm just a bucket of anger, Robert.
Bucket of anger?
We're at the end of the episode.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. The end is actually the beginning.
That's true.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Noxcast Radio. The first episode.
We'll see you next week.
We're here. I'm here with my friend Jason.
We'll see you next week.
I've always wanted to have a podcast with him.
Bye, everyone.
What do you mean, bye?
I mean, bye, Robert.
We're not going anywhere.
I mean, bye.
We're not going anywhere.
Yes, we are.
We're here with John Lovitz.
That guy's cool. I want to hang with John Lovitz.
I want to hang with John Lovitz, too.
I'm going to call this episode John Lovitz.
No, you're not. Every time you say you're going to call an episode something, you usually
whatever,
don't.
Whatever. Bye.
Welcome to Noxcast Radio.
Shoe fly, don't bother me. Shoe fly, don't bother me. Shoe fly, don't bother me. 'Cause I belong to somebody. I feel like a morning star. I feel like a morning star. Oh, shoe fly, don't bother me. Shoe fly, don't bother me. Shoe fly, don't bother me. 'Cause I don't like your company.